Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Ready for more good news about great things going on in the world right now, about which the regular media isn't telling you? Here's three stories for today. If you thought that the outdated carrots discarded by grocery stores or the leftover carrot residue from food processing plants was garbage, think again. Research is now underway in England to determine the optimum level of using nanoplatelets in the fibers of carrot scrap to strengthen concrete. These components of carrots contain fibers which, although small, contain cellulose fibers which are strong. When combined into cement, used to make concrete, they produce two results. First, they make concrete even stronger than if the carrot nanoparticles were not used. Second, adding carrot nanoplatelets reduces the percentage of cement you use to make concrete. This matters because the chemical reaction in cement production releases carbon dioxide from the limestone that is used. By using barely 1 pound of carrot nanoplatelets in producing a cubic yard of concrete, you reduce carbon dioxide emissions in concrete by about 10%. There is other research in using lignin, an organic polymer with multiple purposes. For instance, it gives trees and woody plants their rigidity. A forestry products company in Finland is now selling a wood-derived lignin material called DuraSense. By adding these wood fibers to processes used to make plastics, which are primarily derived from oil, you can reduce the amount of oil needed to make plastics by as much as 60%. Researchers at the University of Maryland are studying how to best use sodium hydroxide and sodium sulfate in a process similar to how paper is made from wood. However, the process is ended sooner, at a time when the wood fibers are more compressible. By squeezing the wood residue at high temperatures, this increases the strength of the wood by 11 times. That makes these wood products as strong as lightweight titanium alloys used by the aerospace industry. It is also bulletproof. The researchers are now trying to develop commercial applications for such products. Isn't it amazing what human minds can create? That's the good news for now. Come back Friday for another positive development here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.